Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. My apologies for those of you who've been waiting patiently to get started and asking the question, why doesn't Vance just get the show on the road? So that's what we're going to do. Today, we get to hear from several people who just concluded the ICANN Attitude Program. For several of them, it's probably the second, or maybe some of them, this is their first time. Actually, I know for sure we have a couple that just completed it for the very first time. And then others like myself, we've done it a few times because we understand the value of repeating something that's good, much like if you have a favorite, you know, coffee house, or if you have a favorite restaurant that you go to, you continue to go back because it's good. And you feel better about being a patron of that. And it produces great results. Not everything's based on feelings. Too much of our pop culture is, you know, always you hear, well, I feel this. Well, you can feel whatever you want, but the facts still remain that the end results produce the end results. I'm sitting right now at the exact same spot where I threw an aluminum scoop shovel almost 5 years ago in November of 2014, and I'm bringing this up, and if you haven't seen it, go on YouTube and just type in Man Slides Down Driveway, and it's Vance and Stacy Rogers 11 seconds of internet fame. And to date, we've earned in little residual checks that we had no control over whatsoever, somewhere in the neighborhood of about $13,000. Okay, that doesn't happen overnight, and please don't think at all, wow, I just need to post some goofy, you know, thing on YouTube and I'm going to make, you know, tons of money. It doesn't work that way. We've learned a lot over the last few years doing this and really educating ourselves. And it's the same way I feel strongly about the ICANN Attitude Program, because 3 years ago, the summer and fall of 2016, I participated in this course for the first time. Marty Jeffries is basically the collaborator, the teacher of it, along with William Todd and Michael DiMuccio. And we were able to capture the recordings of these live presentations. And we just keep using them. It's a 12-week course, and you can see all of the information on SaturdayAMLive.com. Just go to the little tab that says ICANN Attitude Development Course. Imagine that. And you'll see all 12 week lessons posted, as well as the recordings and the PDF, I think they're PDF format, that you can click on them and print them if you want to. Usually the lessons are about 8 or 10 pages long. It takes roughly about 20 minutes a day to do the homework. And I'll tell you, having two daughters right now in university, the standard rule of thumb for a university class, if it's an hour class, then you need to plan on 2 to 3 hours of homework for every time you're sitting in that class. Well, the ICANN Attitude is much less than that. The lessons are about, like I said, 20, 25 minutes long. If you're a quick reader or even an average reader, you can read through them even faster. But basically, that's what it is, and we say it's a 12-week course, but it's really not. It's only 10, so 2.5 month commitment, and you'll get, in my opinion, and I just typed up a lengthy email this morning to one of our diamonds that I haven't spoken to in a while, and said, you know, I keep saying the same thing, and if we can get over our predispositions to different people or whatever, and just say, you know, let me check it out, listen to lesson 12. And you'll get to hear 14-minute overview, and even Pat Kelly, who's one of the people on the line this morning, she'll share her testimony. But I thought it would be fun, and I do this every 3 months. And for those of you listening, going, oh, man, when's he going to give it a rest? Well, I won't. Not until Meekin decides to take give us a rhythm-type program like this. And my reference to sliding down the driveway is no different than the rhythm that Meekin has, especially in the Spanish-speaking countries, that are still, I spoke with Barb Satterwhite the other day, and I apologize for name-dropping if that, you think, why do you keep doing that? This is the conversation when part of it was along the lines of what is happening in Spanish-speaking countries. Still, even though Luis Cusuga and Rubin, who were at the helm of those countries and the opening and the development of them, they're setting record sales, and we don't hear about them because a lot of information and intel doesn't come our way. But they're still setting record sales in Nikken. Totally different format, different products, and don't get excited like, well, what have they got that we don't have? No, that's not it at all. It's they're continuing in a rhythm pattern, much like we fall into fall. We have these transitional seasons that we get into a rhythm and into a pattern. There's no rhythm or pattern for me sliding down a driveway and getting a commission check. We just got one for like $300 a couple weeks ago, and I cannot figure out why. I mean, it's the craziest thing. That somebody would buy that 11-second clip to use it. They have to pay a licensing fee to use it. I don't remember the company that bought it. I really just don't care anymore. I just cash the checks. But that rhythm, you'd think, well, it's not even icy anywhere, except for maybe up in Alaska or Greenland, you know, or way up in the North Pole or in Antarctica. But they're gearing up for something. They're getting into their rhythm. And that's what the ICANN Attitude Program does. It gets us into a rhythm. And it impacts every single one of the five pillars. And I could tell you story after story after story. And I'm going to share just one. And I think I'm going to do it the best I can, because Stacy and I got to tag team the other night sharing it with a friend and what has happened. And these are stories, these are experiences that happened during this 12 weeks. And would I say it's all as a result of the ICANN Attitude Course? No. It's because I'm applying the principles to this rhythm that every 3 months, if we'll just get into a rhythm and we'll utilize these things, we can not only be the best of who we're supposed to be, as we're taught in humans being more, but we can continue to work on those five pillars and introduce Nikken to other people. I mean, if you don't want to introduce Nikken to other people, then this is not the course for you. Or if you don't want to improve your life in all five pillars, then this is not the course for you. If you want to stay stagnant and stay in a rut, then, you know, and you want to go with the flow, then don't do this, because this course will blow your mind. So let's hear from some of the people, and if I can call on you, unless you've got to get someplace and you want to jump in and share yours first, who's demuted right now and wants to share?
Yes, Rita.
Go ahead, Rita. Rita, what, and if I can put you on the spot, I know you're pretty methodical and you like to prepare things, but if I could ask you this first question before you share, maybe you're going to answer this. Looking back, you and I have done this course now. We've completed it 11 times, so we're about to start in 3 weeks, the 12th time, the dozenth time going through this. What made this time so different and unique, or something that just you were not expecting?
I don't really know. I think each time I've taken it, it's a deeper, a different layer of the onion comes off. This, for some reason, was very effective and a deeper level. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely.
So,
okay, now you answered my question. So share what you wanted to share, or what you kind of shared with the group on Tuesday night, because I thought that was incredibly profound.
Well, this is an awesome course, and it teaches us methods to effectively deal with adverse situations. Like Nikken magnets pull out stress from our bodies, the ICANN course gives us tools to handle stress in daily basics. By changing our attitudes, causing more productivity and efficiency in all areas of our life. And you meet good people. Plus, it's a lot of fun. Thank you, Vance.
And Rita, let me ask you one other question. We did a few things different this time that really, in my opinion, ratcheted up. That's not really a word. They took it to a new level, and one of them was that I thought and I know it really helps me. And you, those of you who were on last week or heard Karen Willen share, we added the swim buddy principle or an accountability partner. And some of us connected with that person daily, some of us weekly, via phone or via an email, via text. Everybody got to choose their way. Was that a big thing for you, having an accountability partner?
I think it was a great idea, and I think everybody benefited in the course.
Okay. Okay. Because I know for a lot of us, if we're most people in Nikan today and over the years, in my opinion, there's not too many couples, husbands and wives. There are some, but usually it's most people are doing it solo, or even in a couple situation, one person is taking the lead. And whereas having an accountability partner, someone that you know is going to kind of hold you to the fire, it made a huge difference. So thank you, Rita. Who wants to go next?
This is Renee. I'll go next.
Okay, Renee. And Renee, you are one of our first timers who went through the program. And tell us about it.
I found the course to be extremely beneficial for me. One of the things are the three P's about it's not personal, it's not pervasive, it's not permanent. That really struck with me. It made me have more confidence to just be able to go out and be aware of individuals and maybe make a contact with them where in the past I might not have. One of the things that happened to me is I went into a retail store one time in the very first weeks of the course. And in the past, I would have just kind of walked around and not engaged. And the opportunity was there, and I actually started talking to the owner and her coworker. And the woman ended up ordering a product from me. And it was like, it was just so easy and so effortless to be able to talk to somebody because I had that it's not personal type of a thing attitude forming. And then the other thing, the accountability partnership. You partnered me with a woman named Sandra, and we hit it up just amazingly well. We have a very deep friendship in just these few days or a few weeks. And I couldn't imagine not having her in my life as far as being able to talk about Nikan and urging each other on every day. You know, we talk to each other 6 times a week for about 10 to 12 minutes, sometimes a little longer if we're just feeling playful. But each day, you know, saying, well, what did you do and how did you feel about it? And it really makes a difference in how I view doing Nikan. I'm very grateful for it.
You know, and Renee, you got to see some significant changes. I know the last session in your husband, who took and he was excited when he sent me a text. I could see the excitement in the words that he chose and saying that I think Renee is going to join us. This was 12 weeks ago. And it's sort of like when there's two couples that have been friends for a long time, and usually it's the ladies that are taking the lead. Sorry guys, but usually it's the ladies that are taking the lead and wanting to get the couples to come together because the ladies have a great friendship. But in this case, I know Ron had done the course, and about halfway through, he started texting me saying, Renee's seeing some changes in me, and I think she might. And that was super cool. That was a highlight for me, one of the ahas or one of the snapshots, the Polaroid snapshots that I kind of tucked away in my memory that, man, okay, this is what it's all about, getting couples to work together. I really didn't know or have any idea that the partnership, the accountability, the swim buddy. I'm going to, in the next 3 weeks, Renee, I really, and maybe I should solicit everybody's help, come up with a really fun term for that. Because it's not really a swim buddy like we have in humans being more. or an accountability. It's more of an accountability partner, but I like the word choices that you used, a friendship. And sometimes you and Sandra can get to feeling playful and talk a little longer. And now some people right now, Renee, are hearing you say, you guys talk to each other every day? Oh, my goodness gracious.
We both are night owls, and so I call Sandra at 11 o'clock at night, and because we're just still awake at that time. And so we'll talk for, like I said, 10 to 20 minutes, and it works for our schedule. And we found that Saturday night is the only night that we're not talking to each other, and it works for us. And
yeah,
the biggest thing and is finding the pattern, the flow.
Yeah, getting back to that rhythm, that pattern. And I think we left it up to every person, every partnership to say, hey, you guys connect and you decide what works best for you. For myself, it was with Karen Willems. It was, who again, if you guys missed last Saturday, you got to listen to that. Wow, what a powerful technique and testimony a few minutes into it. But Karen and I decided, hey, let's just connect via text each day. And that worked for us. And then maybe, what was it, three or four times, maybe more, I can't remember, we actually called. But those phone calls were more strategic of, hey, here's the situation, can you help with this? And we both did that to each other. And we're both seasoned, Nikan, consultants. And you'd think we'd know how to do some of these things, but that's part of the growth process. That's part of the rhythm of doing the whole, I can attitude course. So, Renee, any other thoughts that you want to share?
No, just to comment again about Ron and I doing it together. It was very, very valuable to both of us. And to be able to have something in common to talk about, business-wise, that is actually making you go forward in your growth of personal and business. I cannot say higher about it. Please do it.
Okay. Thank you, Renee, so very much. And again, I hope you hear my disclaimer in that this whole partnership thing, because as Jeannie Beaton taught us years ago, a couple years ago, the only thing that this thing costs is your investment of time. That's it. That's it.
Right.
It's literally 20, 25 minutes a day to either read through the homework or listen to the homework. And it's very flexible, especially with, the internet and what we have today. You don't have to go and sit in a class. And again, two daughters in university, and the texts they send me when they're sitting in class with a professor or a substitute, kind of showed up, all right, in this little sidebar. She shows up for her first day of class at American University in Washington, D.C., and the professor bagged out. Something happened. And all of a sudden, the first day they get a substitute and totally new syllabus for the class, and everything was completely turned upside down. So everything that they were expecting to have to do got changed because that's not the way. Again, listen to lesson 12 and you'll get an idea. Or just pick one of the lessons. Lessons 6, 7, 8, I think it's 9. The one on the focus, that's my favorite. That's the one that has been most impactful to my life in all five pillars. The one that you see, the pair of glasses, that's the one that has so impacted my life. And every time I listen to it, I just get more and more excited. So, anyways, who else is on the line?
Nancy, it's Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Well, I can't say enough about how much I've learned from NICAN. I've been on it since Marty and William's first call, missing a few of them. And each session, and I'm losing my voice, sorry. It's improved me, it's improved my life, and my family. I can't say enough good about it. I can like to encourage everyone to join this. I actually did not, my accountability partner didn't really work out because I was traveling, but one of my customers became my accountability partner throughout this session, and I think she's going to join me in the next ICAM.
It's ICANN's made me more confident in talking to Nick and prospects and helping me to build my business. And it's helped me personally, probably more than anything. It's helped me grow and become stronger. And I've had to face the fact that I am now my husband's caretaker for the rest of his life, and I can do this, and I have the strength to do this with love because I can. And that's been a big thing for me to face the last 3 years. And something new, the new thing that happened for me this week, I've had a promise that I've made to a relative for 10 years, and this week I met someone that who showed me a way to do this thing. I'm committed, I'm confident. She showed me the path. She's a professional coach. I am going to write my uncle's World War II POW stories. This has nothing to do with Nikan. This is just something that I have wanted to do. I've promised him that I would do it. She showed me the way, and she asked me why I hadn't done it before. And when she showed me the way with the outline, I looked at her and I said, I can do this because you just showed me. And it really is, and I've told my family, and they're all excited, and it's going to take me 9 months, 9 years, but I can do it. And it's the efforts of I can. And thank you, Vance.
You know, Nancy, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, I'm just sitting here listening to you share, and we can hear the emotion and the passion coming through the phone line. And wow, because I'm thinking what I did just yesterday of stuff that a few years ago I would have said, oh, I don't know how to do that. I can't do that. I'm not equipped to do that. You know, a quick example is we finished a huge, huge roof project, my brother, nephew, and I, and the customer said to me, hey, my contractor said that there's some issues up there. We can't see it from the ground, but, you know, up there, there's some, you know, the siding or something out there. And I said, well, let me grab the ladder. I can climb up the ladder and take a look at it. The short version is, because my shoes were muddy, I had to take my shoes and socks off and get on the metal roof barefoot, 2.5 stories up. Now, don't worry, fully wearing a harness with the safety line that we hooked in, two riggings that we left permanently attached to the structure, and I'm up there bare feet. I didn't take a picture of my bare feet on the metal roof, but these are things that a few years ago I would have never seen. And then switching hats again and doing the walk around with the customer so she could point out areas of concern so we could get paid. And these are things, again, like Nancy just shared, the ICANN Attitude Program, the course taught me how to just be quick to say, you know, I can do this. I can do anything that's thrown my way. Dig deep, and I can't. Yes.
You're exactly on point, because this is I've worked for publishers for 20 years in marketing. I don't know how to write a book, and everybody's been after me one because I have 150 pages of documents that I have talked to my uncle about and taken his story, and I just have for 9 years that I can't do this. I had that can't thing in my mind. I don't know how to write a book. But she showed me how. She showed me how I can do this. And I can gave me the strength to say, I'm going to do this, and I can.
Yeah, and that's, yeah. I mean, if someone like William Todd could write a book, and I've known William for years, and Marty even talks about that partway through, that, you know, yeesh. You know, William Todd was he cleaned pools, one of his occupations prior to Nikan. He was a pool cleaner, okay? I mean, how much smarts is it? And I'm not dissing William at all, okay? It's just, we all have different things. Who else wants to share? Thank you, Nancy, so much. I know there's others on the line.
Thank you.
Hi, Dan. It's Karen. Good morning.
Good morning, Karen. How do you add to what you shared last week?
Well, I have a few things. It's giving me tools. It's a roadmap. These tools apply to other aspects of life, as has been mentioned before, as well as my new 10 business. The experiences of each group member have allowed me to broaden my perspective to views and interpretations that I had not seen previously. And now I have more confidence in myself and feel more comfortable speaking with others about U10. I also have gone deeper in this last week, particularly into my personal growth. And some very deep things that I hadn't looked at before. And I kept hearing myself saying, I can do this. Because some of them were quite uncomfortable emotionally. And I just kept saying to myself, I can do this. And I know that when I broaden the depth of my growth, I am more comfortable in all aspects of life, and it has moved my new 10 business forward with me listening more instead of sharing more.
You know, Karen, I'm sorry. I usually don't get choked up, but that key word, listening, is something, it's one of the key lessons that, as I've said to our youngest daughter, 2 years, one mouth, I've been saying that for years, and this last 12 weeks, for me, that's been one of those standout things, and let me just wrap up the call this way. I know there's others who want to share, and maybe we'll weave that in a couple weeks, before we launch again. But how do I sum up what happened during this 12 weeks with my wife, Stacy, in that most people know that we're real keen on adoption. We are, our middle daughter, Emily, is adopted from China, our youngest from Ethiopia. Stacy herself was adopted at 3 days. The process was completed. And for 49 years, she's never really had any desire to seek out the biological family. Just not been a big thing. Well, the long version, very, very short. We gave our daughters for Christmas gift, their main gift was the ancestry DNA, test kits to find out about their ancestry, because we don't know all the details. And anyways, through that process, McKenna, our oldest, got connected to a person that we knew a first name, and through the ancestry site, and we thought, I wonder if that's the same. That's got to be the same person that we knew the first name of Stacy's biological mom. So on her 49th birthday, just about a month ago, which is a day that she thought was just going to be, 49. It's not a big significant, marker. 50 is big, 40 is big, but 49, big deal. She received via Facebook a note, a short three-sentence note, and it said something along the lines of, Stacy, my name is Pamela, and my wife and I would like to chat with you sometime, if that's okay. We've been looking for you for some time now. Well, when Pamela gave birth to her oldest daughter 22 years ago, her mom, Joan, decided that it was time to tell her that she had an older half-sister, and that would be my wife. And so on her 49th birthday, Stacy got to spend 3 hours on the phone talking to her birth mom. And how does this relate to ICANN attitude? A couple weeks ago when we were driving back from Los Angeles, I got to talk to Joan for the first time, and I spent most of the hour on the conversation as we're driving on speakerphone, just listening. I got to meet via phone the person who 49 years ago made a really tough decision for reasons I'm not going to go into, but to give up a child, and these were valid reasons. She didn't have a choice. And give somebody a life, because she could have, she could have chosen to take that child and dispose of it. The word is abortion, but she chose not to. But here's the caveat. This is the part of the story that really got to me, and I think it validates what we learn through the art of listening, which is something that Marty has taught me even more so, is that when sharing all this news with Stacy's dad, a few days ago, she learned that her mom, who could not get pregnant, okay, not her biological mom, but Granny, as we call her, or called her, she passed away 10 years ago, she could not get pregnant for reasons beyond her control, but she did get pregnant, and she miscarried. What was fascinating was she continued praying that God would give her a daughter, give her a redheaded daughter. And that came to fruition. But what was really ironic, and we don't believe in coincidences at all, her due date for the daughter that she miscarried was August 8th, 1970. Stacy's birthday is August 8th, 1970. How is it possible that she could have a due date, the exact date that somebody else, several states away, would give birth, and Stacy did arrive 2 weeks early? Only God can work that out. But as I sat and listened to all these details over the past few weeks come together, I took the art of listening, two ears, one mouth. And that has been one of the electrifying, life-changing attributes that I learned from this program. In that when you walk in, as Renee shared, to a store or a business, and you start a conversation and you start listening, or as so many others have attributed with the partnerships that we were able to put together, if you're looking for something and you want to experience change and you're not quite where you want to be, give it a shot. This program will change your life. And it's not just about increasing your NECAM sales. That comes kind of as a byproduct, much like getting to your ideal weight comes as a byproduct when you start using the Kenzen Vital Balance. It wasn't developed as a weight maintenance or a weight loss program. It was developed to give our brains the food they need. So the sales will come. That's the byproduct of it. And it's just absolutely amazing. So, anybody else want to throw in their 2 cents? I don't want to...
Vance?
Yes, go ahead.
I just want to mention, years ago, a program that I took, and I learned one statement. If you believe you can, you're right. If you believe you can't, you're also right.
And that's the quote by Henry Ford. Whether you can.
Oh, it is?
Whether you
I didn't
think
know
you
that.
Can, yeah.
Okay.
Whether you think you can or you think you cannot. Either way, you're correct. Either way, you're right. And here's a guy who completely transformed the automobile industry as we know it today. Completely. So thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that, because that's why. And when I meet people today, in my mind, I don't say this out loud. I'm not that rude, okay? Not yet, anyway. But I don't. In my mind, I look at them and say, oh, you're part of the I cannot crowd. Oh, okay, got it. And I just walk away. I had that experience the other day, just like Renee said, walking into a store. And this was 2 years ago. I walked into a place of business, and I noticed something. How do you guys survive in this nail salon breathing these toxic fumes? Would you be open to a really good state-of-the-art air unit? This was when we had them. We don't anymore. And I said, I'll tell you what. My daughter just left the university. She's not using hers. Do you mind if I bring it in here and let you see what it will do for you? And they said, oh, that would be great. I ended up selling one 3 weeks later. This week, I was at that same place of business servicing it. I told him I'd order him one, and he said, no, just order it, just whatever it costs, order the filter. Well, because I popped it off, and it has not been vacuumed in 2 years. The dirt, the soil, the lint is so thick inside on the front of that filter. And so here I am servicing it. This was Thursday night, and I see a friend getting her nails and getting a pedicure. She gets up from the process, and I thought, as she walks by me, she's got to walk right by me to get out the front door. And I looked up, I made eye contact with her, and she didn't say anything. And I was dumbfounded. Stacy said to me when I got home and told her, she said, why didn't you say hi? And I went, I didn't know what to do. And for Vance, that never happened. I'm never speechless. But what I'd forgotten about was that this woman, she hates my wife and I. She hates us, okay? And I know that's a strong word, but she does. Because her whole life came to, it's still continuing to unravel. Her kids are into drugs. Her marriage went south. They end up getting a divorce. Her businesses, they don't seem to succeed the way she thought they would. But she hates us because we took a stand on a key moral issue regarding, I won't go into the whole story, but it wasn't about us being right, but we represent absolute morals and values and structure and so many other different things. And I've forgotten about that. I'd never, ever in my life had an experience like that. And this just happened 2 days ago. But the I can attitude, literally, I grabbed hold of that. My I can attitude is a manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. My I can. And there's six other parts to that that we commit to memory. And it really does impact so many areas of your life. So I can't encourage you enough to check it out. All the information is on SaturdayAMLive.com. Again, look at the tab that says I Can Attitude Development Course and check it out. And then pop me a text. If you want to be a part of it, I only text. And there's a couple people like Nancy, for example, who doesn't text. So I have figured out ways to email those people, but that's how I do a text reminder every week for the accountability call that we do or the facilitation call, which I'm not necessarily leading as much anymore. I'm letting people in the group lead it, but that's how we do it. My phone number, area code 503-348-0749. Again, 503-348-0749. And if you'll pop me a text and said, Vance, I want to be a part of it, give me the details, I will do that. And or I'll email them to you. If you can't, send me an email, vsrogers995@gmail.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy. rogers995@gmail.com. And let me finish with this one thought. Nancy alluded to it, and I want to bring it back front and center. Nancy said that her accountability partner didn't work out, but one of her customers became her accountability partner. And she thinks, and she texted me this earlier this morning, she thinks that that customer is going to join her. Wow. That's pretty significant, and we see that happening time and time again. And so anyhow, the exact date of when we're going to start has yet to been determined. We're probably shooting 2 to 3 weeks from now. But just pop me that text, pop me that email, and I'll make sure you're on the list. So thank you, Rita. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Nancy. And Nancy, both Nancys this morning, for sharing. I think you capsulized in... I wish we had time to let one of the gentlemen share, but I think I'm going to let them share. We'll have a guy's night, or a guy's morning. David and Andy and Ron and Ron. I'd love to have them share in 2 weeks. Next week, by the way, And we need to get this into the recording as well. Next week, Pam Barnes will be with us. Pam is a licensed dental hygienist, and she is going to be talking, among other things, the importance and the value of slightly alkaline water and great teeth. Okay, this is something that we often forget, that how much the Neken water, specifically the sports bottle and the waterfall, how that can impact our teeth and gums. So anyways, Pam Barnes will be with us next week, and she's got phenomenal, phenomenal stories. So hopefully you won't miss that. So thank you so very much, everybody.